From Capybara Media, this is You're Gonna Be Great, the self-care podcast that supports you through life's ups and downs with real mental health and wellness conversations delivered via pop culture. Here's your host, M. Elizabeth Evans.
Welcome everyone to another episode of You're Gonna Be Great. It's me, Emmy Evans. Today I'm here solo for the fun of it. Want to shake things up a little bit. And we're gonna talk about post-concert, post-vacation depression. Because apparently that's a thing. I just learned about it this week. And you know what? It sounds really relevant right now because there have been so many amazing concerts happening with Coachella. Like, let's talk about Blackpink and their amazing, iconic performance. Those outfits, like, just so fucking on point. We have August D out there right now. Taylor Swift, which, like, she has been killing it. And of course, Stray Kids, who just wrapped up their world tour. And this is kind of, you know, another reason why I'm talking about this right now is because I just went to one of their concerts. Also, it's kind of that time of year where everybody's planning vacations. Like, everyone's figuring out what they're going to do for this year. If they're doing anything this year, you know, a vacation in this economy, like, I don't know. Some of us are going for it and being crazy. I wanted to talk about how to prevent depression after your trip, after your, like, whatever event, how this idea came to be, personal experience, of course. A few weeks ago, like I just said, I went to the Stray Kids concert in LA with one of my friends. It was kind of a mini vacation as well because, you know, it's in LA. I don't live in LA. So we flew in. It was like a little weekend thing, fun girls trip. We stayed at this cute boutique hotel in downtown LA. And, like, it was cool. Most of my friends who live in LA told me to stay there. I'm not sure why. It's centrally located, but the room was tiny and it had a bathroom the size of a microwave. And the food, like, you couldn't eat it without definitely having some kind of gastrointestinal bacteria afterward. Think food that had been left in the sun in a Geo Metro for like a month and then served to you hot in your room. I should throw it out there that I am not a picky eater. I grew up with a single mom on Pop-Tarts. I will eat just about anything. So if I think it's gross, it is probably a crime. And, you know, because it was kind of a vacation, you know, we spent the first night going out. We went to a really cute rooftop bar. You definitely need a reservation to get in. And we were like, well, we don't have that because we clearly are not, you know, planning ahead in life. So we were just like, fuck it, we'll go, we'll see if we can get in, we'll figure it out. We walked to the hotel, couldn't figure out how to get to the rooftop bar, just kind of in the elevator, pushing buttons up and down, trying to understand why we couldn't quite get to the top, until finally a man came in with a harem of women and was like, hey, I noticed you're pushing all these buttons. Are you looking for the rooftop bar? And we were like, yes. And he's like, come with me. I know how to get there. And because we are irresponsible and making bad choices, we like trotted after him. And he took us up. He was like, hey, don't worry about having a reservation. I'll just say you're with us. We were like, really sweet of him. And so he got us in. And yeah, this is also a warning to any younger listeners, terrible idea. This man could have been a kidnapper. So never do that. Luckily for us, he was a decent human being. He didn't even try to hang out with us. He was like, all right, enjoy your night. See y'all later. And so we parted ways. We ordered like way too many overpriced cocktails. But they were delicious. We took some cute panoramic pictures of the, you know, LA skyline, whatever. It was great. On the way home, we tried to follow Google Maps. Worst idea ever. We ended up stuck under an overpass in the pitch black, dead of night, in the center of like a tent encampment. There was a huge puddle of blood. Like, I'm talking like a puddle of blood the size of, you know, like a refrigerator that we had to leap over. Pretty scary. the best part, or the worst part, is because we're so dependent on technology, we didn't even try to wander out of the situation until we got our signal back on the phone. So we just kind of stood there in the center of chaos, just spinning around going like, I don't understand, why is the phone not taking us to safety? And that's how you die. We clearly survived because I'm here doing this podcast, but it took us hours to get back home. We did get home, or back to the hotel, unscathed, mostly. I think I had a couple of scrapes from trying to climb a random tree. I don't know. I'd been drinking. And yeah, we went to bed. The next day was the concert. So we jammed out to Stray Kids and got ready in the late afternoon. We were told by many people to get there crazy early. Apparently, it's chaos and very difficult to like get in, get settled, whatever. So we got ready. I wore this super cute sheer bodysuit because like go slutty or go home, and like hugely oversized slacks and my Adidas. We had floor tickets. Like, and we knew that we were close to the stage, but we had absolutely no idea just how close until we got there. And we were losing our minds. Like, we were literally next to the stage, like five people deep on, you know, straight ahead and to the side where the kind of catwalk is. And it was crazy. Like, I don't know. I have never been that close at a concert before. I've been to many concerts. I've never sat that close to the stage. We were so close that when the torches went off, it like melted my makeup off, but in the best possible way. It was just incredible. Everybody around us was dressed like Southeast Asian condiments or in costumes of some kind. It was very fun. It was very fun to watch. There were a lot of people dressed as animals or actual members of the group, which was interesting. Everyone was really nice. I've heard some horror stories about K-pop fans, honestly, like a lot. And, you know, I'm really new to K-pop. I just found the Stray Kids about 6 months ago on TikTok, as one does, you know, in the world these days. I stumbled upon a video of Felix. He just reminded me of a character in a book I've been reading at a time. And I was like, who is this? And I just kind of, you know, went down that rabbit hole that lasted until now. And yeah, I'm really new to it. But I've seen some pretty crazy shit posted on TikTok about fans, you know, bullying and, you know, kind of netizen gangs, you know, attacking members of groups and like these organized, just some crazy shit. Highly recommend a quick Google. But all of these people at this concert were super sweet, like the nicest people ever. It was just really fun. Everyone was taking pictures together and, you know, showing off their fun signs. Everybody had signs and cute outfits. It was really nice. And the night before, actually, when we were leaving the hotel, the rooftop bar, we ran into a group of women who were going to the concert and they came and found us, which was really cute to see their outfits. And we took some pictures together and we chatted. K-pop is very different from anything that I've ever been into. And I think that might be why Americans are so kind of put off by it. To be fair, I do think a big part of it is xenophobia, which I've mentioned before. I think that Americans are very xenophobic towards East Asia, Southeast Asia in general. Also, I just think that we really don't know what K-pop is until you get into it. And there are a lot of things that are really different, right? Like this, the fandom at this concert definitely looked a lot different than anything I've been to. But music-wise, like the music is just so good. Stray Kids, they're like a hip-hop slash electronic group. They're amazing. They're, you know, they produce all their own songs. You know, they choreograph a lot of their dances. And, you know, the dancing is highly choreographed, but it's not like Backstreet Boy choreographed, like kind of just like, you know, very basic kind of loaves of bread dancing around, like bopping around. They're doing really difficult dances and they're dancing the whole time. This concert was like 3.5 hours and they didn't stop moving. Not even on all of the cocaine in the entire world would I be able to dance for that many hours at the intensity that they do it. And just the energy level of the crowd and the group. Which brings me to my favorite moments from the concert. Definitely the first one being the second that they were on stage. There's just like blue lights flashing and people are screaming and, you know, fog. And then suddenly eight men appear on stage. By the way, grown men, I feel like they might need to do some rebranding of their name because stray kids doesn't really apply anymore. Now they're like stray men. Although that kind of sounds like something that the police should be involved in. They have this kind of fey lord ethereal beauty that is just, I mean, they're stunning. And they look better in person, actually, than in images or videos, which is impossible to do, right? I mean, somehow they look like they just stepped out of a Sarah J. Maas novel. You know, what would it be like to walk around looking like a fey lord 24/7? I honestly don't know. The world would be my oyster. I mean, I look like this, so have no idea what that's like, but amazing, honestly. If you're not familiar with them, I would highly recommend doing a YouTube search and just looking up some of their music. Highly recommend checking it out, though, and just like looking into K-pop in general. I feel like, you know, groups like BTS and Blackpink have kind of opened it up, but there are so many groups out there that are just as good or very different and might appeal to you more if those groups don't. When they came on stage, it was crazy. There was just like, they appeared immediately, just launched into hit after hit. They were like, oh my God, I saw Felix and I thought I was gonna die. He is so pretty in person. And just the way that he kind of, they all, but him especially, kind of swaggers around the stage, you know, growling. And they all have their very kind of unique ways of taking up space. And I'm just like so drawn to his particular way because I just think that he possesses this incredible ability, which I've mentioned on the podcast before, to be both really feminine and really masculine at the same time. He's very dual in that sense. And you know, his voice is so deep and growly, and he dances in a very masculine way as well. But then he kind of swaggers around the stage like he's gliding because he's just so like beautiful and graceful. The crowd just went bananas. Glitter was shooting up all over the place. You know, raining down on us. 10/10 recommend. Probably the most entertaining concert I've ever been to. I'm sorry, Dolly Parton. I will always love you. You are amazing. And the only thing I didn't love about the concert was the girl next to me who was screeching and wailing for 3.5 hours straight. And like, there's a part of me that was like, oh my God, this is so cute. She's having the best time. And then there was another part of me was like, I want to choke her to death. Like, I cannot with the screaming. Like, my eardrum is going to fucking rupture. You know, and then it ended. And that was a huge bummer because, you know, when you're having fun, you don't want things to end. At least I don't. I get very into things. I'm just like, we are here. We are here forever. Let's just draw this out for the rest of my entire life. Even though crowds give me anxiety, and I prefer to be writing in my bedroom or my studio. We wandered home with just droves of people, which was also cute because I just learned this also is common in K-pop, I think. Correct me if I'm wrong. But people put together like these little free kits, little free gifts, and they give them out. And so when we were, oh, wait, hold on. I forgot something really important that I wanted to throw out here. Another favorite moment of the concert before it ended was that they each individually took like time to thank the fans for coming, and it took like 30 minutes total. But I mean, really heartfelt, very sweet speeches about how they were so happy that everybody showed up for them. And I thought it was really cute. I really appreciated it because, you know, I feel like I've been to a lot of concerts and it's usually like, yeah, thanks for coming, blah, blah, finger guns, and like, that's it. But this felt very genuine and, you know, it was like they were very vulnerable and very sweet. So I just wanted to throw that out there before I got to the end of the concert. Anyway, back to the little gifts. So people were walking, you know, leaving the concert in just thousands of people pouring into the streets around it. And folks were walking around giving out these cute little gifts that they made that had like pictures of the, you know, members of Stray Kids and like candies and pins and just like all of this really fun stuff, which I thought was very sweet because people were just kind of wandering around giving each other presents, which, you know, also I haven't seen much of in, you know, my concert going experiences. So adorable. And, you know, we went back to our hotel, we went to sleep, we were bummed. And the next day, like, so this is what gave me the idea for this episode, was because the next day, I just remember we went to this really cute brunch spot in Beverly Hills. And it was like super pretty, sunny. We're sitting outside, we're having this amazing meal and some mimosas, just gazing up at, like, into space and just totally just out of it. Like, we were both feeling really down, like very kind of drained and just sad, I guess. I couldn't really put my finger on it. It was just like there was just no energy. It felt very like bleh, like a deflated balloon. It was kind of weird. I wasn't sure. I thought maybe I was tired because we stayed up late, honestly. But then when we got home, you know, because we had to fly back to our home state, I noticed that it lasted for like a long time, you know, a week, 2 weeks went by. And I just felt deeply sad, almost like I was mourning this experience that we had had. Like, I just didn't have any energy. I felt kind of checked out a little bit, just very down. And I couldn't really put my finger on it. I was like, why am I, you know, I just had this great experience. Like, I went and saw Stray Kids. They were amazing. The concert was so good. And like, I totally want to go to Paris to see them now because like, I don't want to be weird and like, you know, be like a Stray Kids deadhead. Cause well, I also don't have time for that as like a writer and career person, but they were so good. Like, I totally want to go see them again. But I was like, I just had this great experience. I went and saw this concert and like, now I'm depressed. Like, how is that a thing? So I took to the Google as one does for my generation. And yeah, apparently it has a name, a very non-creative name, but it's called post-vacation depression. And it happens when somebody has, or it can happen when somebody has like a really great experience or goes on a great vacation and then they come back to their real life. The best way that I can kind of describe the way that it felt for me is like, you're just like going through a lot of stuff in your day-to-day life. I think we all are. It's really stressful. You know, sometimes it feels like life is happening under a pressure cooker, and then you do something really fun and your nervous system kind of comes back to where it's probably supposed to be, and you're reminded of all of the things that you love in your life and about yourself that are good. And then it ends and you go back to your real life, a lot of responsibilities, your parents, your family, your friends, your dog, your kids, like your mortgage, your college, I mean, just your job, like whatever it is, you go back to all of these things that are very, in our culture especially, like very high stress, very intense, you know, very isolating. We have such an isolating culture, you know, this whole individualism thing is such a scam because, you know, it's so toxic for us. And ultimately, the only, you know, people it benefits are these big corporations who make billions of dollars off of us being really sad and overworked and stressed out. And then, you know, our health is kind of sold back to us instead of our lifestyle improving. Whatever, I'm going off the rails here. The point is that, you know, you have like a break and then you come back to real life. And it's really hard. And that's also what this article that I read on Psych Central said. You know, one of the main reasons people might experience depressive symptoms after a vacation or after a really fun event is that they feel like there's nothing left to look forward to. And luckily, and I took all of the notes to apply this to next time. Luckily, there are ways that we can prevent this from happening. So y'all that are out there going to concerts or planning vacations, you know, get out your notebook. It's only three things, pretty easy to remember, but like important, right? Because we need all the help we can get right now. At least I feel like I do. So a good way, number one, a good way to make the end of your trip feel less disappointing, you know, maybe less grieving involved, is to schedule something fun to look forward to the week you get back from home. I was talking to my best friend like before recording this podcast, and I asked her if she, you know, ever struggled with this. And she said, no, because I live in New York City and I love New York City so much that I'm just really pumped to come back to this city and do all of the things, you know, that one does when they live there. And you know, that's exactly it, right? Have like fun things planned, hang with friends, have some mini events throughout the week, you know, just some fun stuff to look forward to so that when you get home, you are already like looking forward to something happy and fun to do. It can also, number two, it can also be really helpful to start planning another trip. So before leaving for a trip or a concert, it can be really helpful to, you know, get a Pinterest board or something going, designated for your next trip, have some stuff pinned there, things that you want to do, a bucket list, whatever. Have, you know, have like your little wish list going so that you come home and you already have another thing to look forward to. It's all about having something positive to look forward to, guys. The third thing is bullet/gratitude journaling. You know, you can journal your way out of your broken, grieving heart by focusing on positive goals, you know, setting intentions, you know, writing about small wins and positive things in your life that make you really happy. And, you know, obviously it's ideal if you can start that before your trip, do it during your trip, and then right when you get back. And, you know, I want to say this too. If you come back and you're struggling for weeks, it might be time to talk with a professional. If you're able, talk to friends, talk to family, reach out. You know, if you're finding yourself feeling sad or down, you know, lower energy, all of those things, you know, talk to somebody, get help, because maybe there's something below the surface that you might need some extra help with. And if you've gone to any concerts recently, taken any amazing trips, or have something planned, or have experienced post-vacation, post-event depression, I would love to hear your story. So leave it in a comment on Instagram. The You're Gonna Be Great Instagram, or shoot me a DM, because I would love to hear from you. And thank you so much for listening. I hope to see you next week. Remember, we post every Wednesday, and you're gonna be great.
Thanks for listening to You're Gonna Be Great. You can always find episode notes and the transcript on the website, You're Gonna Be Great. Follow us on Instagram at You're Gonna Be Great to see what's next. And if you like what you hear, don't forget to share it with your friends or take a moment to leave a review. Thanks so much. See you next week. And remember, you're going to be great.